This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. You know, we got a bunch of calls on the line, so we can get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tony's in New Hampshire.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Patrick.
Awesome.
I have a hibiscus, and the leaves are yellow, and they're falling off.
Okay.
That is one of my questions.
Now, is it a indoor hibiscus, like a tropical hibiscus, or is it a hibiscus, the Rosa Sharon hibiscus?
It's in the pot. Just occurred just about 2 months ago.
Okay, and so more like a tropical then.
Right now. I'm sorry?
It's a tropical type. It's the one that you would bring in the winter?
Yes, but they said I could plant that also.
Okay.
I was going to bring it in during the winter, yes.
Okay. So you say that it's the leaves are yellowing. Now, are they yellowing on the outside? Is it the inside of the plant? What's kind of going on with it?
On the branches, actually, they're yellowing and falling off. There's new leaf growth coming on the branches.
Okay.
But the flowers are blooming, okay, and they are, after they bloom, they do fall off. So, but mostly the leaves, it's got quite a bit of it. So,
okay. So what it could be happening is they could really be going through the stress of the drought or the, you know, just not having enough water. What happens sometimes with these plants when they're in a container, they tend to dry out quicker than if they were in the ground. Right?
Okay.
And so if they were in the ground, maybe you're watering every other day or every couple days. Or they're in the container, they dry out quicker because it's usually like a black pot that they're in, maybe even a terracotta pot, but those tend to dry out quicker. And so you need to water a little bit more because basically what it's telling you is it's stressed. It needs something. So what I would look to do is water a little bit more often. And at the same time, add some fertilizer to it. A liquid fertilizer would be fine to help it. You know, like an all-purpose, like a 20-20-20, a 10-10-10, any of the liquid fertilizers. Now, if it's blooming, which it probably, you know, should be, you can be using like a bloom booster to help push the blossoms to stay a little bit longer. But I think any of those things will work. I think it has a lot to do with watering at this point.
Okay. All right, that'll take care of that. I have a rhododendron that's getting like little yellow dots on it also.
Okay. Like all over the leaves or under leaves?
Just all over the leaves.
Okay. Now, I would be taking a look at all the undersides, everything, to see if you're seeing any insects popping up on the rhododendrons. I would also be looking for if you were to just rub up against the rhododendron, if anything kind of like flies off, right?
Okay.
To see if something's like flying around it. Now, usually this time of year, you might see some of the leaves just turn yellow because of, you know, the heat, that type of thing. But if they're in circles, it's more than likely an insect because they're poking in there. They are, it's a piercing, sucking type insect, whereas they're not chewing on the outside. They're trying to get the chlorophyll that's inside there. So one of the best things to use on there would be like a neem oil, an oil-based product. But it's not something you can do when the temperatures are about 85 or hotter. Okay, the reason being is it's oil-based. 85 or hotter is just going to burn the leaves, and we're not going to take care of the insect the way we need to do, but we're also going to kill the plant by, you know, shocking it.
Okay.
So it's something I would take a look at doing when it's going to be cooler, right? I don't know how far up in New Hampshire you are, but the further you go up, it's probably a little bit cooler than you would be down here. But right now, I wouldn't spray it with any insecticide or anything for another week to 10 days. Just if you're in the lower part of the state, just the weather does not look good for those types of things.
Yeah, it is in the 90s. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, well, there you go. I would not spray anything on any 85 degrees or hotter. You'll do more damage than good on there. So what can you do? What I'd look to do is maybe water those rhododendrons because they're going through a little bit of stress, right? If you have the day where you can water them, get a soaker hose out there or a hose, put it on a trickle to allow them to get some water to it because they're getting stressed out by the insect. The other thing I would look to do is if you're seeing the insects, maybe it's just spraying the plant down, trying to get some of them to move around, get off of there. But in about a week to 10 days, you could use an oil-based, like a neem oil or an all-seasons oil, or you could use 8 from Bonide. 8's an all-purpose type insect and bug killer. Up to you on how you want to do it. Some of the major yellowing leaves that are really fully yellow, you can pick those to help give more energy back to the rhododendron.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Then I have some neem oil that I will use when the temperature drops.
Yeah, you definitely want to wait till the temperature drops.
Is that neem oil can be used on, say, snow fountain cherry tree also?
Yeah, it can be used on any plant. It's just, you know, temperature-wise, that's the thing you got to look at.
I see. Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Taking my call.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy has been waiting patiently in Dennisport.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have some cucumber plants that I've got cucumbers from them, probably about 10, and all of a sudden now I happen to notice the flowers are all male.
Okay.
I know the difference.
Yep. So the thing is with squash, with cucumbers, those types of things, a lot of the flowers can tend to be the majority male versus female. Like a squash, it's 10 times the amount male versus female.
Mm-hmm.
So it's along the same lines. So what it's we're waiting for some of the females to start to develop. And those males are there so they can pollinate and make sure that the cucumbers develop. So it's not something you've done. It's just kind of a natural thing that happens. You just tend to notice it more when nothing's coming producing from it. The other thing is with the heat, everything, I know it's not as hot on the Cape, but with the higher temperatures, it does slow down the plants a bit. And so they don't produce as quickly or as easily because the heat slows them down.
But wouldn't I see at least one or something? I mean, this is a mature plant. And sorry, it is. It's actually in Westwood. I happen to be on the Cape right now. But and this is, yeah, it's more than one plant. It's two of them, and I don't see even one. And I read somewhere it said to pull the male flowers off.
Okay.
No.
Well, so you know, the thing about it is what you could be doing. To help try and push more of the female flower is mm-hmm. you can, it might have some nutritional issues, right?
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't have enough phosphorus and potassium. This isn't a nitrogen heavy type plant. So mm-hmm. looking at using a product, with a fertilizer that's heavy in phosphorus might be like using like a bloom booster, right? Because the bloom booster has a heavy phosphorus number to it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe adding that to the fertilization program will actually help produce more of the female flowers. It might be going through that stress. The other stress could be, you know, drought, heat, temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, you can remove some of them, but the male flowers do bloom before the female, even though it's fully developed. So really up to you on how you want to do it. I do have to hit a break. If you have more questions, hang tight with me. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from Bioadvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Nancy in regards to the cucumber plants just having male flowers. And, one of the things I wanted to just finish with on this was, she had said, do I pinch the male flowers off? And that right there is up to you. If the plant is very, very small and it's still early, you pinch the flowers. Otherwise, some will just leave them alone if it's developed. And yours sounds to be developed, so some will just leave them there. So I just wanted to finish up that thought. We do have some more calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Ann is in Cape Cod.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Patrick. My problem is I had a large tree on my lawn taken down. The stump was removed. But, of course, the roots are still in the ground. And now I have little sprouts coming up all over my lawn from the roots. Can you tell me what I can do to get rid of them?
Yeah, so it's not a quick resolution, unfortunately. So there's a couple things that you can be doing. You said, was the stump removed all the way, or is the stump still there?
No, it was removed all the way, and all the ground ashes or whatever were removed and soil put in, new soil.
All right, but so there's just
the
a few sprouts. Yeah. So some of the things you can be doing, because the sprouts will almost have like a small stump to it. There's a product out there that's a stump killer that I'd like to see you use. It's called Stump Out. All right.
Stump Out.
Yeah. So What it is it's a product that comes in, they have it a little bit bigger, but an 8-ounce bottle with an applicator top where it's basically a paintbrush. And so what you do is you get rid of the sprouts that are coming up, but you leave a little bit of a stump, just very minimal, maybe like half an inch or so. And you take this product and then you paint where you made the fresh cut. And what it does is that will kill down to the root to stop those sprouts from coming up. And I've found it's one of the best ways to be doing it because you can actually just, the fresh cut and then painting it over the top will absorb into the plant a little bit quicker than if you were, you know, spraying the leaves. Right, you'll spray the leaves, it'll kill the leaves, and it'll slowly go into the plant, whereas this kind of just, it seals the stump and pushes that product into the soil to kill the stump and the, you know, any other sprouts coming through.
Well, you mean, I mean, some of these sprouts are maybe 3 or 4 inches tall. Should I cut the sprouts back and then paint with left?
Yeah, so you cut it back all the way to about a half an inch to an inch. Because
okay.
The foliage on here, we're not worried about. We want to put this right on, like, the trunk itself to absorb into the root system. And by doing it this way, the fresh cut, it's like when we get a cut on our hand, we put like bacitracin or something on it to help heal it. This stump out or stump and vine killer is doing the same thing, except it's getting into there to kill the stump.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, no problem, man. Hopefully that works out for you. And again, go ahead.
Can I get that at most any lawn center?
Oh, yeah. It's a Bonide product.
Okay.
The majority of the garden centers on the Cape will carry it. Not sure where you are. I know
you.
The Mahoney's have it.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are going to take a break. We'll get back. We have a couple segments left to wrap up the show. Everybody who's listening, I won't be around next weekend. I have a trip that I've gone on for many years, so I'm going that weekend. I'll be back the week after. Either way, give us a call. We'll answer your questions the next show.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters make progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There has been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud, whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Don is in Derry.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, actually, I was just listening to the woman that had the cucumber plants.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a male and female. I have quite a few flowers. I don't know how to tell the male from the female, but I got maybe two or three small cucumbers starting to come out. So I don't know if I'm... just because of the weather, because it's been hot, really hot up here. I'm doing something. The other thing I did wrong was I have a 10x16 garden area, and I think I overplanted. I got four tomato plants that are just huge, and I'm getting fruit on them right now. I'm not getting what the main reason was. My eggplant plant, they're showing flowers, but I'm not getting any eggplant on them yet. Is
yep.
Too soon for eggplant to come? Or?
Well, they should be starting, but with the majority of plants, there are going to be more male flowers than female flowers. So just really quick, to go back to the cucumber plant that you have, just to give you an idea... Right. For every one female flower, there can be up to 20 male flowers.
Okay.
Okay, so the way to kind of see it is male flowers will grow in a little cluster, so they're more like 2 to 5 in the area, whereas female flowers will grow just one flower on a stem.
Oh, okay.
The female grows also on a longer stem than the male, so you'll see a little bit more behind it. And then eventually, you'll see like a little bubble behind the flower, and that means it's a female. Okay, so that's part of it. Right now with the eggplant, not having, you were saying not a lot of flowers, or it's nothing really?
Well, I've got quite a few flowers. I didn't count how many, but there are a lot of flowers. I have three eggplant plants that have the purple flower, and, you know, they're hanging down, but nothing's coming up. You know, I haven't seen any fruit coming from it. So I don't know. Is that also with the, like, the cucumber, a male,
well, so
a female
the,
flower?
So the eggplant, right, is self-pollinating. So usually when it's not producing the fruit, it has a lot to do with a few things. One, a drought, extremely dry and hot conditions. It could be very high levels of humidity. And then one other thing is not enough airflow going through, right? So maybe it has a lot of leaves on it, and so thinning out a few of those leaves can actually help to do this, right? So that the air ventilation...
How do I know which leaves to clip?
Well, so what I would look at doing is, if you're looking at a cluster of the leaves, maybe, say there's five, I'd take two out of the five. And it's not, you know, there's no real set way of doing it. It's just kind of seeing which leaves might not sit on top of each other. So say you have a couple, say you have the five leaves and two of them are really just on top of each other. You can remove those two and leave the others, because we want air to go through. We actually want airflow to happen for these to develop. It helps the flower to fully open to develop, right? So that could be part of it. And then, again, the drought and not enough watering with it.
Well, I've been watering every, you know, just about every morning I come out and I water it. And I'll water a little bit at night. Not every night, but I can water a little bit at night.
And okay.
I was thinking, when you said about pruning the, not pruning, but taking some of the leaves off the eggplant, I did it with the zucchini plant, because the zucchini plant's in the same area as not right next to it. So I tried pruning the zucchini plant because the flowers on zucchini get so big.
Yeah.
So I looked up, and it says prune back the leaves so you can get the airflow in there and so on. And the zucchini, you know, started to grow a little bit more. But then what happened is I'm getting small zucchinis that actually maybe like an inch long, but then they look like they died.
Okay.
You know, like they turned rot. So I don't know what happened with that. I don't know if maybe I pulled it wrong or something.
No, I think the process that you have is right. One of the things I'd be looking at for there is, you know, at that point, when was the last time you fertilized your vegetable garden, right?
I've been using Miracle-Gro.
Okay.
I hook it on the hose and I just kind of, and I do it once a week.
Okay. So, you know, that's, go ahead.
No, I don't know if that.
Yeah, so that is, so I might sometimes with the plants, over fertilization can be a thing. So what I'd like to see you do is wait a week in between the fertilizers. So do it every 2 weeks versus every week. Okay. Because sometimes over fertilization can cause the plants to look like there's a, you know, an issue. So, and we're not looking for the heavy ratio of fertilizer. They have, you know, if you're using the yellow and green, I believe it's like a 20-20-20, whereas we're looking more for the lower numbers of like a 5-10-5 or a 5-10-10, something along those lines. You could probably look at maybe fertilizing with a little bit of like a Neptune's Harvest, which is like a, some of them are like a 3-4-3. A little bit lower, but it's organic, but it's actually can be more beneficial, because at this point you might have put too much fertilizer into them to push them. So what I would suggest, you know, just with the cutting back of the leaves, right, you know, maybe think about it and say, all right, well, maybe you cut too many on this, on the zucchini. I'm just throwing this out there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not do as many with the eggplant. Maybe, you know, when you think you've done enough, that's enough. versus right. maybe trying to look at it a little bit more.
Okay.
But I think it needs to be done because the zucchini does need airflow because it moves the flower itself, and since it's self-pollinating, it almost helps make sure the pollination happens.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And one other thing, I tried growing corn, and on the packet it says take 3 seeds, bury them about an inch, put the seeds in the hole, and cover it in just water.
Yeah.
Well, that worked fine, but now I've got 3 stems coming out of the ground on each, I got 2 plants, and now, I mean, right now I start seeing that, you know that flower that comes out with, at the on the end of the corn?
Yeah. Yep.
I just starting to see them. I don't know if that's good or bad. But on the do I fertilize that the same way as I do the eggplant?
Yeah, and you're only going to do that every couple of weeks. You want
every couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, you want to allow the plants to develop, and do that type of thing. It's not it. These guys won't be ready for another month or so, anyways. Kind of let it do its thing. Slow, just kind of realize that this heat is slowing it down a bit. They are the type with the fertilizer that they would take a little bit more of the nitrogen, so the That Miracle-Gro has a little bit more nitrogen in it, so it's not a bad thing for it. They do, they like the high nitrogen. They like moisture in the soil too, so watering them as much as you are is helping them develop.
Yeah.
I think you should be fine. The thing is what they say with a corn plant is if they are so close to together, when you planted the 3 seeds in together, they should be thinned earlier, right? Thinned out by trying because what'll end up happening is they're almost connected on a root system, and they're not the same root system, but they're intermingled, and what sometimes can happen is they just pull away nutrients from each other and only grow so much. So take a look at the sprouts and see if one of them is, shorter than the other and remove that one.
Okay.
Just cut it back. I wouldn't, at this point, I wouldn't try to rip it out, like rip the roots out.
No, I wouldn't buy that.
I would just cut to the ground level of that corn plant.
What I was planning on doing, I had 4 tomato plants and I didn't space them well enough, and it's just one big cluster in there of tomato plants. I mean, the leaves are just all over the place, and I'm getting, the tomatoes are starting to grow, but it also says that you should prune the bottom of them to get the airflow in.
Yep, exactly. To thin that out, that allows the humidity to go through so it doesn't sit on the leaves creating a blight.
Right. And that neem oil does work. I was using it on my zucchini plants because they were turning a little bit brown or something. I sprayed that stuff on there. This is before the weather got real hot.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked. I cleaned up the plants. The leaves worked really well. So,
yeah, it's definitely a good product, a great organic option for a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your help, and I hope that...
what should work?
I'll pull back a couple of leaves on the eggplant and see if they'll start producing some fruit.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very
much. Sounds good. Well, good luck. Good luck, Don.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You got a great program, by the way.
I thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going right to the next phone line. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got 2 questions. Fertilizer for my cabbage and cauliflower and watermelon and cantaloupe.
So fertilizer for all of them?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at this point, are you starting to see, like, the flowers pushing?
Maybe a little bit on the bottom.
Okay. And so you had watermelon.
Cantaloupe.
What else? Cantaloupe.
Cabbage and cauliflower.
Okay. So the cantaloupe and the watermelon are going to be close to the same type of fertilizer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that has maybe a little bit more nitrogen in the fertilizer. So anything with a high first number, you could even do like a 10-10-10.
Oh.
So something that is all, you know, it's like a all purpose, right? And you can find that in a wettable powder. It doesn't have to be in a granular form. Mary, I want you to hang on for me during the break because we're going to hit it here. I want to give you more information on the others.
Okay.
So hang with me. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get back and wrap up the show.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mary in regards to fertilizing her cantaloupe, watermelon, cauliflower. Now, the cauliflower is one where, depending upon where it is in the season, is the type of fertilizer you will choose. So a cauliflower, when it's young, needs more nitrogen. When it started to mature, you know, developing the cauliflower itself, we're looking for something more like phosphorus, with more phosphorus or potassium. So like a 10-20-10, or, you know, you get the idea. Something that's heavy in the middle, but still has the other elements with it. And that can help you definitely with the cauliflower to make it a stronger plant.
Okay. How about cabbage? The same thing?
The same thing, yeah. Depending upon where it's at,
okay,
is what you'll do.
Okay. I'll try that.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, we got any more on there?
Yes, Elizabeth's in Cape Cod.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some lovely dahlia plants, and some are in a pot, and they've been gorgeous. They rebloom, and over, I cut the dead ones off. However, the bright, shiny green leaves are starting to pale. Does that mean I'm watering them too much?
When you say they're pale, are they almost like whitish?
Well, not... They're not shiny, bright green anymore. They are turning white, but they're not white the stuff that gets on the squash and all that. Not that kind of white.
Okay, so it's not a white like a fungus. You're not worried about it.
Thank you.
All right, so that you know, obviously that's the first thing we come to is say, all right, is this the issue? Now, are you noticing anything else? Is there any insects on it? Like, when you cut anything back, do you see any like little eggs or little anything?
No, and I've looked beneath the leaves.
Yep.
I'm just worried that I water it too much because it's been so hot. Would that take the bright color away?
It might, but the thing might be is it's just stressed out from the heat and
yep.
everything. And so what's happening is the plant is just trying to store energy and put more energy back into the root system than to let it out. You know, I'd be more concerned if the leaves were that white color, right?
Well, not yet, anyhow.
Well, so the other thing you could do is you could thin out some of the leaves a little bit.
Okay.
To let some airflow go in, and really focus, you know, allow the air to dry out the plant on the inside so the leaves don't create a fungus, right?
Yeah. If it was a fungus, what would I use?
So if it was a fungus, you could use copper fungicide or you could use Revitalize.
I have some Revitalize.
Right. And if it's an insect, where sometimes it could be, you know, more likely like aphids or mites or something like that, you could use a like a horticultural oil or a neem oil.
Okay.
I would be waiting to use anything oil-based until the heat is done.
Sure.
It's going to burn the plants, and you'll end up having more damage than good.
Yeah. Well, I added more plants to the pot. It's a large square pot just to make it look full.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe it's too crowded now, but it looks beautiful.
It could be a little crowded, but I think, you know, just continuing to water like you have been, I don't think the water's an issue. I just think that the plants are just a little bit stressed right now from all this heat.
Well, maybe I'll just use a little Revitalize anyhow.
Yeah, and just to wait till it's cooler in the day, because it still has, it might have a little bit of the oil in it. I just don't want it to burn anything on you.
Sure. I'll do it this evening. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
And I was told you're going to begin at 6 o'clock next week or the week after.
We're at 6 every Sunday, 6 to 10. You can find us. Go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen to us live right from there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's going to do it for today. Appreciate all the calls today. We'll say real quick a happy anniversary in the middle of this week with my wife. 14 years of marriage. Can you believe it? All right. Get out there. Plant something. Be good to each other. We'll be back. We'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.